88-year-old Phil Meltzer was born in a small house on the land his family has owned since 1857.
Well, I remember one time when we was kids, we built a little cabin out in the woods, and we went coon hunting.
Meltzer Woods has also been in the Meltzer family for over 150 years, and the trees have been left untouched, making it the last old-growth forest left in Indiana.
The walnut and oak were worth quite a bit of money, and I could have got quite a bit of money just selling those trees and kept the woods. But with the woods cut over, it wouldn't be the same.
Now, the Central Indiana Land Trust has bought the 48 acres of woods plus a few more acres of fields for $288,000. Chris Meltzer, Phil's son, says this could be his father's lasting legacy.
His father, Brady Meltzer, was fairly well known. And as a local lawyer, I end up being fairly well known. And so my son, who's also a lawyer, joked the other day that, you know, that grandpa is kind of like the missing generation. But I'm glad that he's done this, and it'll certainly put his name on the community.
The land trust will preserve the woods and build a parking lot nearby so visitors can come and hike through the forest by 2016, the same year as Indiana's bicentennial. For WFIU News, I'm Casey Kuhn.